Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining me on Central Kentucky Christian Radio, WJMM 99.1 FM. Now, in yesterday's program, we discussed a very nice sounding one another that we all enjoy, especially when it's being extended to us, and even when we share it with others that we like and enjoy being around. However, we found out that's not the full extent of what it means to be hospitable to one another without complaining, grumbling, or murmuring. That changes things as there's the ugly flesh rising up again, which is why we need to hear the command and why we need the Holy Spirit to be able to live it out in and through us. I pray that together we're not only learning the depths of these one another's, but once again, the great need for not a Savior, but also to save us from our sin, but also the salvation, the Holy Spirit within us that we receive at salvation, that allows us to walk this out in sanctification. So if you missed yesterday's or previous messages, episodes, you can find those at WJMM.com. Click on the podcast tab over near the right, and in the Love and Lordship links, you'll get today and previous 2 days' messages. Or you can go to loveandlordship.com. That's our ministry website, loveandlordship.com, and you'll find these and numerous other videos, podcasts, and articles, and scriptures linked in all the articles. So I do that to help you in your study of the Word and also to hold me accountable. Test me. Contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Loveandlordship@gmail.com. If you hear anything that I'm saying that's not in line with those scripture verses. Now, some things are subject to some interpretation and left open for us, but not very many. Most of the things in scripture are pretty straightforward. Unfortunately, we love to interpret to fit our own needs, and that's a whole other issue for another day. So with that said, again, contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love to engage with you. Questions or anything you'd like to talk about, love to do that. So what comes to your mind when you hear someone talking about or a preacher or teacher sharing about gifting? Spiritual gifting, natural gifts, athletic ability gifts, you know, whatever it may be, you know, gifts for our jobs, whatever that may be. What comes to your mind? I think for most of us, we have the tendency in our flesh to go to extremes, right? Especially in the church world, the spiritual realm. Either we immediately think of all the gifts that others have and how they're using them in the church, or in some cases, we can quietly puff ourselves up because we have been so gifted and the Lord is certainly making great use of our gifts for His church, kingdom, and glory. Obviously, neither of these is right thinking when it comes to God's purpose for the gifts that He gives us, every one of us. Another issue that often arises when it comes to how we think about gifting in the kingdom and the body of Christ is that we compare and rank what we and others have and how they're being used, which often leads to the extremes that I mentioned above, and or to us completely missing what God has done and would like to do in and through our lives and relationships that make up His church and kingdom. Yesterday's one another is actually also a gift that is very valuable, as are all the gifts that God gives and expects us to use. But when we begin to compare hospitality as a gift to that of preaching and teaching or other highly valued, quote unquote, gifts, we get caught up in the flesh and completely miss how God can use this and every gift in each person in a mighty way. After all, it is His gifting and choosing, and He always has a great purpose in what He gives and desires for us to make of His gifts. When we get caught up in any of the stinking thinking mentioned above, we are actually falling into Satan's trap and allowing him to accomplish what he desires in keeping us from being used and being of use for God in His kingdom and in Christ's church. We would do well to consider the gift giver, God Himself, and know that He never makes a mistake in creating us and in gifting us to be used mightily, regardless of what the world and others, even in the church, may think. His purposes and the gifts He perfectly dishes out to each and every one of us will always accomplish His incredible kingdom plan unless we allow the enemy, the culture, and our own flesh to shortcut or short-circuit what he's doing. We can accomplish all things through Christ who gives us strength. That's Philippians 4:13. And who provides all that we need out of his glorious riches in Christ, Philippians 4:19. The question is, are we looking at all of this, his will, his plan and purpose, as well as his gifting from the standpoint of Scripture, or from the viewpoint of the enemy, the world, and others? It makes a huge difference as to how we approach God and his gifting and calling in our life, as to whether we see it from his truth perspective or allow Satan to get us off track with wrong thinking that keeps us from being and doing all that God has in store. The only way you'll find true fulfillment is by seeking and loving the Lord, trusting him and his word, and allowing him to then have his way in and through you. How do we do this, and why all the talk about gifting? Well, I'm so glad that you asked, because it's literally today's one another in which the Holy Spirit continues to encourage and command us through Peter to use your gifting to serve one another. All right, let me read the verse there. 1 Peter 4, we worked on verse 8 a couple of days ago, verse 9 yesterday, and now we're on verse 10. It's a whole lot there that Peter learned and the Holy Spirit instructed him to guide us in. As each one has received a special gift, don't miss that. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the multifaceted grace of God. There you have it. Every single one of us has been given a gift, a special gift from God, and he intends for us to use it in service to him and as a faithful and trusted steward or manager in how we use our gift or gifts in service to others. This is a huge part of how we are to love one another in Christ's church and show the world what that looks like. Peter continues in this exhortation to say, each one of you should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. He didn't just say you got a gift. He said, make sure you're using it to serve others. As if these commands weren't already calling us to die to self for the sake of others, this one gets right to the heart of it. Whatever God has gifted you with, and every one of us has a special gift, right? His word says so, is to be used for the sake of others. May we remember that as branches in the vine, read John 15, 1 through 17, our service must be an overflow of Christ in and through us. We abide in the vine as a branch. The Father prunes us so that we can be strengthened to bear more. We don't produce it. The Holy Spirit, through the vine of Jesus Christ in us, produces the fruit. We bear it. And that's for the sake of his glory and for others. Help us, Lord, to not be caught up in churchianity service that is rooted in the flesh and emotion, but truly serve as if we're literally dead to self and with Christ in us. Let me say that again. Help us not to be caught up in churchianity service rooted in the flesh and emotion, but truly serve as if we're literally dead to self and it is Christ in us. There's a big difference in telling the Lord what we're going to do for him and being a living sacrifice, not conformed to the way of the world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind in his word and spirit. That's Romans 12, 1 and 2. And then saying to him, Lord, here I am. Have your way in me and then through me to others. How are you serving others for his kingdom and glory? Is your service rooted in the excitement of the flesh, or the surrender of your life to his will and his way? There is a difference, and I pray that you know it. You can only know it, find it, and live it out if you're in his word, prayer, seeking him daily. May our service truly be an overflow of Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, and the Holy Spirit once again flowing through us. Whatever God has given to us in terms of spiritual and natural gifting, let it be poured out to him on that as a living sacrifice, and may each of us be that living sacrifice so that he can do all that he wants to in us, the change that needs to happen in us with Christ in us, and then that overflows to others. You see, whatever he desires, and that would be, as Romans 12:2 said, our reasonable act of worship and service to God and to others to build his kingdom and to bring him glory. Every one of us has been given at least one spiritual gift as we close this out. Food for thought here. Every one of us has been given at least one spiritual gift. We all have some natural gifting, and in both cases, there are some that have more than others. We're not called to compare, rate, or rank how we stack up with others, but find our fulfillment in Christ in being saved and sanctified for his purpose. And a big part of that is we're called to give ourselves and our gifting back to the Lord and allow him to use it to serve and love others. Here's our action steps. Spend time with God and in his word and prayer and listening every day. Begin with the scriptures in this message. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, when it comes to your gifts, how do you see yourself? God's way used for his purposes, or man's way in pride to see yourself above others, or in frustration because others have more gifts than you do? Number four, that's some thought-provoking questions, by the way, and we need to consider them. Number four, then pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show you how he's gifted you. Take a spiritual gifts inventory to find out what it says and how it aligns with the Spirit. Just Google it. You can find spiritual gifts inventory. Begin to say today to see yourself through God's eyes and his gifting and use it to serve him and others. Now, tomorrow we're going to take a look at humility and a rather humorous look at humiliation at my own expense. You don't want to miss the story. Even more so, you'll want to find out more about humility rather than humiliation and why it's so important in our walk with Christ and in how we one another each other in love. Again, be sure to invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies so they can hear not only the gospel of Jesus Christ to be saved, but to know that they can be sanctified by the Word and the Spirit and walk it out as his disciple. Check out our website, loveandlordship.com, love and A-N-D in the middle there, love and lordship, all spelled out and together.com. You can get our book there. There's an icon in the middle of the homepage. The Authority of Love, second edition. If you just want to search for it on Amazon, make sure you spell out second, S-E-C-O-N-D, or you'll have said this many times before, you'll be led on a wild goose chase, okay? Also, if you would like to give, if you're praying and the Lord is prompting you to say that, there's some things in that ministry that are helping me grow or can help others and build the kingdom and bring God glory, then click on the Give tab. Over near the upper right. It only takes a minute or so, and you can give one time or ongoing, and we greatly appreciate that, and all donations are tax deductible. Thank you very much. And if it's not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you who to give to, and then be obedient there. You can do it by Cash App, cash.app/$LoveAndLordship. Both L's capital and all the words together. cash.app/$LoveAndLordship, both L's capital and all together. And thank you once again for your joining us. Thank you for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day and God bless in Christ. Now stay tuned for Bill Reeser and Encounter. And at 12:45, my good friend Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams and you're listening to the Authority of Love.